It's Rick.
Hey Rick, this is Sam. How are you?
Hey Sam, how's it going?
I'm okay. What about yourself?
I'm doing pretty good.
All right, so this is your time to discuss little things with you.
Yep, let me get my computer here. Okay.
Actually, I need to discuss some talks that you have already raised a ticket on the JIRA along with inner barriers. Okay. Yeah, PL22. Can you open the PL22 ticket on JIRA?
Let me get to it. One sec.
Yep.
Add contact and
And it's spam,
spam
perhaps,
protect.
yeah. And you see the message? My message there.
Need Google account credentials for the API key spam protection. Okay. Yeah, that's fine. So, I can add that stuff into, let's see here. So what do you need a Google API key from my account?
Of course, which one you want to integrate with your website. So I need a you understand that what I need exactly for the Google reCAPTCHA version 3. For this version we need a API key from the Google account. So you can provide me that directly, the API key, that's fine. Otherwise you can provide me Google account username and password, so I will get it for you.
Okay, let me see if I can get in here real quick. Okay. So, let me see here. So, what is it that I'm looking for in Google specifically?
Right, let me send you the stats, right? So, please follow those stats so you can easily get the API key. I hopefully log in.
So it's an API key for.
Here we go. Can you check your WhatsApp?
Yeah.
Here we go.
ReCAPTCHA intro version 3.
On the WhatsApp, I'll send you the website link so you can open that website and follow the complete, steps so you will get the API key.
Okay, so I need to get started with Enterprise. That wouldn't be the one I need, right?
Did you get the? Did you open the link that I sent you by WhatsApp?
Yeah, so it says reCAPTCHA version 2, my forms in a moment. So example, the top right you'll see a button that says Admin Console. Click on it. I don't. Okay, Admin Console, okay. ReCAPTCHA version 3. So the label, get on my next. Let me go back here. Top right you'll see a plus sign. Click on and create an API key.
Yeah, it should create API key for the version 3, V3, okay?
Yes, yeah. So let me see here. So I need to do. Okay, reCAPTCHA version 3. A domain. Okay, So, it, I did accept. Okay, so I have a site key and a secret key. Is that what you, those are not
yes,
API
site,
keys?
Site key and secret key you can share with me.
Okay.
Side key and what is the secret key? Here it is. Let me copy it. Thank you so much. We'll start. Key and secret key. Here we go. That's fine. Okay. So let's move really quick. Let's move to the different tags. It is PL25 now.
Second here, it's gonna document this stuff. My own sanity here as well. And this here. Okay, so the other one was 25. You said?
Yes, PL25. Yep.
Admin plugins.
Yeah.
Oh, ad management plugin. Okay.
And what is that actually? Actually, we didn't understand that. What is that?
So an ad management plugin is something that I can use to be able to manage the current. This I think was not. So it's something to manage advertisements. Like if I wanted to have advertisers on my site, people that are advertising their business on my website, how do I manage that?
For the advertisement, I need to. Actually, never heard this plugin before. But
yeah. So, like, I have my website, and maybe we're on the same page for this. But you let me know. So, if I have my website, and you want to advertise on my website because you think that my website would be a good place for you to advertise.
Uh-huh.
Then you pay me money to advertise on my site, and then I allow you to put your content on my site, right?
Okay.
In order to do that, I need to manage that.
Okay. The WordPress is only provide one plugin for that. Okay. And that is Advanced Ads Manager. I will go ahead and add that plugin. To your website, okay?
Okay.
Ads plugin management for advertisement. Got it. And now for the PL26 now.
26. Google Analytics, yep.
Google Analytics, right? In the backend, we have already added the plugin there, but we need to activate that plugin, so we need your Google account credentials, or if you don't want to provide me that, so we need a script, analytics script, so we will go ahead and update that script to your backend of the site.
Okay, so I prefer to not share my Google credentials, but I'm more than willing to log in to the site and activate it if you'd like.
Or if I let you know, like, how you will get the Google Analytics code from
yeah,
the,
that's what. Analytics login.
I can let you know how you will go ahead and get the key. Here we go. Can you open this link? I just sent you by WhatsApp.
PPC Expo.
I'd open that link, please.
Okay, la. Yeah, you just need the script. So I need to register. Yeah.
Of course. So,
so you
Google
want me to get
that?
the script?
Yep, Google Analytics. So.
Okay, so. How do I identify? No, I don't need to identify. I need to find where to get the code. Where to put it? No, I don't care about putting it anywhere. Where is Google? Okay, so blah, blah, blah. Tracking operations, data in several ways. Yes, whatever. Data, yes, okay. It doesn't say where to get it. Okay, hold on a second. Admin. GA4 setup assistance, no. Account.
I think let me share the video with you. So
I've done this before, so I'm going through the process right now.
You already got it?
I'm working on it right now, so.
Hey, can you follow these steps? I might be able to get it.
Yeah, I'm on the admin tab right now, but I don't have this particular site registered yet, so I need to do that.
You need to register your domain name, not the demo one, your bywildprovider.com.
Yes, exactly, yeah. Accept. Come on. Oh, there's more. Okay. Set up data streaming to start collecting data. We're going to do this on the web. Okay. bewildflorida.com. Create the screen. Measuring. Yep. Create the screen. Add new on existing web page, Google Analytics. So you already have a G tag for another Google Analytics property on your page. Follow the steps to determine tagging for the stream without changing the code on your page. Global site tracking. Okay, so do you want the global site tag or the Google Tag Manager? I'm guessing it's this one here.
Can you share with me both?
Yeah, so here's the, I'm guessing that's the one you're looking for.
Yes, actually we need a global site tag only. Yep. Gotcha. Just give me one moment, please. Gotcha, right. And now, we need to discuss what's that. Yeah, PL27.
27, okay. 7. Okay, so this is similar to the ad management. Like if I have promotions, how do I manage my promotions? So we have those banners on the product page that show promotions. How do I manage those? How do I determine, how do I set it to link to specific products or to manage how much the discount is or, you know, that kind of stuff?
Means you, let's say if you have a new banner, so how you will change those banners, right?
Not so much a new banner, although that's helpful. Like, for instance, if I want to do a 60% off sale on 5 products and I want it to show in the banner on that page, how do I do that?
Okay. So I think there is no need for the plugin. I can create a section there where you can put the promotion banners on those products.
Okay.
Or you are saying you want a promotion plugin, like if you have a 10 products and out of 10 you need to like on 2 products only having a promotion. So on 2 products page needs to show that banner only, am I right?
So sort of. So like if you go to the main page that shows all the products, right, where you're filtering it by clothing, you know, all the categories, you're trying to find the products you want. On that page, there's a banner that says, oh, you know, click here to see, you know, to take advantage of our sale. When you click on that, it filters it down to specific products. So that banner is saying there's 37% off or something, right?
Yes.
But what if I want to change the sale? What if I want it to be 60% off and I only want it to be applied to different products? So how do I manage the interaction between the banner and people clicking on it and the promotions on the product?
Okay, let me tell you that, right, what happened. This is a banner image, right? So whenever if you want to change 60% or 70%, so you need to create a new banner for that. Once you have a new banner, then you need to be upload them on this page. Make sense?
Okay, so we have to create a new banner for
every promotion.
Okay.
Yes, because there is no way in the WordPress or any other platform to change or manage this entire promotion thing. No, what you need to do, you need to create a new banner all the time. Like right now you're offering 37% off for 3 or 4 products, right? But in the future if you're offering 60% on the 2 products, so right now where is a banner, 37% banner placement on the top? So this is the placement for the banner promotions. So in the future it's a 60%, so you need to create a banner and replace this banner with the 60%. So all the time you need to create a new banner for the promotion. There is no way to edit the banner on the website through the backend. You need to create a new image for the promotion all the time.
Okay, so then how are you guys filtering down to specific products currently?
In the back end, having an option to put those products on sale, which is 37%.
Okay.
So whenever somebody
and
will
then
click on 37, whenever somebody will click on the 37% banner, so only those products will be there who is offering, who is like, who is under that promotion, under 37%.
Okay. I understand. Okay, so then how do we manage that filtering process? Is there an easy way to do that?
Yes, in the back end having an option. Once we will complete the site, I will provide the complete video tutorial step by step, so it will be help you a lot, like how to manage all.
Okay. Okay, perfect. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Then I think that suffices for this particular ticket then.
So the PL27 is fine, right? I'm going to be make it done.
Yeah, so then what I'll do is I'll add a comment on here just so that we understand each other. So I'll just add a comment real quick. Had a conversation and discuss how this will work. The banners will need to be replaced every time with a new sale banner. The filter for the promotion will be handled on the back end of the application, and Sam will have a video demo on how to manage that filter applied to the promo banner.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm going to put this, I'm going to post this on that ticket so that you guys can see it. As a result, this ticket is probably not needed. Save. Does that work?
Yes, you have already updated, right?
Yep, so that should be good.
Okay, so can you open the PL28?
PL28.
Yep.
Okay.
Internationalization potentially.
Yeah, so this is kind of a nice to have. It's something that we'd like to have in the future, but, you know, hypothetically, so in Florida, there's a lot of Spanish-speaking people. So
basically
eventually we'd like to be able to... I'm sorry, what's that?
Basically, you want translator.
Yeah, eventually we'd like to have the site in two different languages, but that's not required. So this was... I may not have put this in the right category. What is PL18?
What I can do, I will apply Google translation on your website. So whenever somebody will come from the like a Spanish speaker or any other speaker, so you can change the website language into your in their native language. Yep.
Yeah, that would work fine.
Right. So that's fine to you, right? We will go ahead and add the Google Translator on your site. So whatever the speaker will become, they can translate your site into their native language.
Okay. Sounds good.
So that's fine, right? So I'm going to be add the Google Translator on your site. So if I am the Spanish speaker, so I want to change the website language into the Spanish, I will go ahead and change it through Google Translator. Okay.
Sound good.
PL28 is fine. Now let's talk about the PL29.
29. Okay. Add post content onto social media plug in.
What was that?
So this is another one of those just kind of nice to have things that I was thinking in my head. It would be nice if somebody posted a blog on the website for it to also notify people on the social media platform.
What do you mean by that?
So if I'm writing a blog and I'm on my website and I hit post, it would be nice to have some notification on social media that this post on my website just happened.
Which social media?
Like Facebook or whichever social media platform we have linked in.
Through the website to your social page. That's what you exactly mean. Through your
Yeah, so
website.
maybe it doesn't automatic post to my social media that says a new blog post has been posted, you know, come read it now or something like that. You know what I mean?
No, in this way, through the website it's not possible. Manually you need to be update your page. Like I have posted this on my website and you can post your link on your page. That would be
Okay.
possible manually, but through the website, let's say my understanding is that you are saying whatever the post, whatever the blog you will be go ahead and upload on your website. So once you post that, it will be show on your social media pages as well.
Yeah, it
That's
would like automatically post to the social media. Yeah.
yes, that is unfortunately that is not possible. Even at this website would be on the custom platform, so that is either this is not possible. It could be possible you can integrate your social media pages on the website, right? And whatever you will be post on your social media posts or on your social media pages, so it will be show on your website. It can be possible, but the reverse is cannot be possible.
Okay. No, that's
Okay.
fine. So
Let me give you an
this
example
one is,
for
yeah.
your better understanding. Let me give you an example. Let's say you have an Instagram page. I can go ahead and connect your Instagram page on your website, right? So whatever you will be post on your Instagram, so it will be shown on your site. It's possible, but it's not possible like whatever you will post on your website, so it will be shown to your Instagram page. No, it's not possible.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. So this was just something that came into my head that I thought would be nice, but I understand. So that's okay. We can go ahead and close this one then.
Please, I have posted ready for the validation, so you can close this text.
Perfect.
And let's move to the PL9. Please close this text. Okay, great. And PL9.
PL9. Okay. Some display boxes and checkboxes don't match the design.
We have re-verified it, right? And we have done it. But the picture you have mentioned, the description, you want exactly the same picture, same thing, right?
Okay, so one of the screenshots, is that what you're talking about?
Yes.
Okay, so which one?
Actually, and one more thing I want to explain to you, right? On the website, on your website, right? It was the custom, right? But we create your website on the WordPress, right? So this page is little change, not that much. It's little change, right? According to the WooCommerce functionality, the adjustment, the button adjustment, the check boxes, the styling, each and everything should be matched with the website design. No issue with that. But the little bit of layout should be little change according to the WooCommerce functionality. Okay?
Okay. Yeah, that's fair. As long as it all looks and feels the same, that's, I think, my main concern. So
really quick, what I can do, I will let you know one by one the tags, Jira tickets, so we can walk through really quick, one by one, and
okay.
So to make sure. PL 50.
Yep.
50, 51, 52, and 57.
Yep.
51. As you talk about the 51. So this
contact us page. Yep.
Yeah, contact us page has a map of India, right? So would you like to share your address so I can change the location? Right now, I have changed the location and a pin location was like a USA.
So I don't even know that we need a map on there, really. It's probably not needed.
Let's do one thing. For my opinion, that you just provide me your state, city, so I can just pin your state there. So everybody should know this, this owner of this website or the store owner or this store is located at this state.
So just like the website says, it's Florida, so we can put Florida there if you want.
Okay, that's fine. And the form right there, the first name, last name, we just changed the border into the green color to match the theme.
Okay, yeah, that's fine.
Uh-huh. Okay, so this is already done. You can put to the ready for the validation.
Okay.
And now let's move to the 52, tax 52.
Okay. 52 is a shopping confirmation page.
Yeah, so in this page, we have fixed that, right? Actually, it's stretched too much, so we have fixed the stretching thing. Okay?
Okay.
So it's already done. That's the thing exactly you want to go. You want to do, right? Is it stretched too much? The wording is too small.
It's not just the stretching. Yeah, it's not just the stretching, but the if you notice, like there's white bars at the top. It's not formatted correctly either.
White bar, where is that? Order.
So
order
if you look at the picture on there.
Uh huh.
So the picture on PL52, it's not easy, like the comment right underneath it says, this is not easy to read or formatted like the original site design was. So if you look at the original site on the confirmation page, it does not look like this.
Okay. If it's possible, Rick, can you come over the Zoom right now? I think you are, you have a time right now to come over the Zoom. So the website would be created, so I will show you all the pages. So if you want to change, so I will write it down right away and we will make those changes for you.
Okay.
So I'm sending you the Zoom link.
Yes, so if you send me a link to that, I will join it.
So actually, we are still working on one task, one ticket, which is account function. We are working on that, right? Like 16, we are working on PL, PL36 we are working on, and PL23, PL35 we are working on. It will be done till tomorrow. And where is that? We are working on some tasks. So here we go. I just sent you the link. So I'm going to be hang up the call from here. Let's talk over the Zoom.
Okay, sounds good.